Three, two, one. All right.
Dang, we're in here.
We are back.
Dang.
We got the commish in the house.
Mike,
What's up?
what's going on, brother?
Happy to be here.
Preseason pod number two.
Preseason pod number two. It's August 17th. We have the draft order locked in, and we're welcoming on the commissioner. Got some things to cover and a lot of excitement going around. So, Mike, welcome.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Honored as always to be the commissioner of the league. And what can I say? It was a perfect season last year. I think, first place. So yeah, that's not the last time you'll hear that. I am sitting with the second place person here, Marv. So I think you deserve a little bit of a clap for that.
Congratulations, Marv.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations, Marv.
It was probably
Congratulations.
the biggest turn, like biggest change. I went from last place to second. I don't know what place you were in last year, Mike, but I
Not
don't think it was
last.
that big of a jump.
No.
Yeah, I was like sixth. I made the playoffs, but I mean, it's the feeling of winning it, the amount of time and effort we put in, like it was really the best feeling. I remember just driving in my car. I bumped Can You Dig It like six times, just fist bumping so hard, and it was like an ecstasy. So I hope everyone gets to experience it.
So it's safe to say you're drafting Diggs again, first round.
Well, we're not going to give anything away
Maybe
here.
later.
Spoilers.
No
Maybe
spoilers.
later.
I do have a question for you, Mike.
All right.
What's the most annoying part about being commissioner of the BroFlo League?
Oh, great question.
Whoa. I would say it's just texts from people asking if they can switch their draft picks. That might have
That one comes up a
affected
lot.
someone.
Does that one come up a lot?
No, it's
But enough to
there,
annoy you, that's
but
for
that's
sure.
to be the most annoying thing.
Yep.
There's no, that's just a dig on one. I mean, man, you didn't give me time to think about this. There's
No.
really like there's really nothing that pops up. Like it's just the grind, right? It's a grind, but I don't know. I like it. I
So
like it.
labor of love.
Yeah. No, but
Nailed
it's
that.
definitely random texts from Connor specifically about like really
And we just
anything.
lost one listener for this
Just
for the year.
trying to like just trying to yank me as much as possible.
He's pretty good at it. I'll give him that.
Gosh, he's persistent, man. He's so persistent.
I mean, if he wanted pick number one, shouldn't he have just taken that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why he was trying to trade with me too, even though he passed up that option.
I would say, okay, the most annoying thing is people asking why settings are a certain way in the middle of the year. Like,
Right.
figure it out before the season happens. We can vote on it. Don't come to me in the middle of the season like, dude, why is it like 0.1
And
instead of
these
dude?
people aren't they aren't coming up with solutions. They're adding problems to
Yeah.
your plate.
So recommendation to the league, review the settings. Make sure you know if you've got something to say, bring it up here on draft day. And with that being said, we've all got a couple of ideas that we want to run down for votes. Is that a decent segue?
I think that's a perfect segue. Nice segue.
Thanks. Mike, do you want to start off with the your whatever?
Yes. The first one is raising dues to 200 will be up for vote. So everyone be aware of that. We've hit the inflation of 2022. This economy out here is getting brutal. And just the amount of time we put in, I think $200 could just make it a little more interesting.
That would be an effective 2024 change, right?
Yeah,
Everything we're
it
voting
would be
for
effective
is next
next
year.
year. Next
This one I feel like we could implement sooner.
year.
When's your
That's what
first kid due, Ben?
I don't know.
Yeah, they cost a little bit of money, so I'm good at 150. Let me see
All
what it
right,
looks like
fine,
next
fine, fine,
September.
fine. I was just
Yeah,
going to
handle
say
all
we're
that.
all in our 30s, we're adults here, and 200
Some
isn't.
more than others with kids on the way.
That's true. I guess I'm less of one to that point. Mike, when's yours on the way?
Oh God. No comment.
He turned the
Okay.
volume up so Juliet could hear.
Cool. Yeah, he's like, take a hint. All right, that's fair. 2024, I think we bring that to vote. What'll be our forum for voting, Mike?
Same as last year, we all are at the draft live. So
oh, there we go.
Two of us for setting that up, and we will have ballots with. We have three or four things to vote on, but that'll be number one, and it's really just a yay or nay.
Cool.
So,
no yeah. write-in for a $100 buy-in.
No, no, it's not going down.
Damn.
All right, Marbs, you had one.
Was that all you, Mike, or was your big one? Or are we doing like a little round robin situation? I'll go, then Ben goes, and Mike goes again until we're out.
Yeah.
The one that I have for next year is to switch to an auction league. And I've got a little cut here. Now for the Raleigh, actually anyone in North Carolina, if you used to listen to the Joe and Joe show on 99.9 The Fan, they have moved to podcast format after being fired. So this is a little clip from What? Just stating facts, okay?
Okay.
It's a good podcast.
I'm sure it is. You could have left that part out. Go.
I think I've got it queued up right, but this is the pitch for an auction draft.
Oh, man, wait, we're bringing that's technology
not quite it. That's
this,
not
huh?
quite it. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Joe, I'm 99.9, and I got fired.
Okay, I think I've missed over, but essentially, I didn't have it perfectly queued. Essentially, the benefit of the auction draft is that we all get a chance at the top player slash the player that we want, and you get to set up a budget. The way you described it is kind of, you know, fantasy is a market analysis. You're trying to find edges on your opponents. So congrats to Ben for getting to draft the best player at 101, you know, Christian McCaffrey.
Congrats
but
to me.
It would be nice if we all could adjust and make a budget for ourselves and say, hey, if I want to spend $100 on McCaff, I should get that opportunity. An auction just opens the door for you to have a little bit more. You can create an edge for yourself. You can really get your favorite players and not have to worry about your draft position. We don't have to worry about somebody asking to trade draft positions. You know, that's at least my pitch to you, Mike. If I have to individually pitch to everybody, I did one last year. It doesn't take much more longer. The one big adjustment might be have an auctioneer. I could see that being pretty fun as well. And then I think that, you know, Ben might suggest his own idea of a change next year that could tie into this. So I'll kind of let him have that. But my suggestion is an auction draft, $200 budget situation, and you're filling out your starters, your bench. And it's just based on how much money you want to spend on a player. I had a great time. I got McCaff for $69 last year, got Jalen Hurts for like 10 bucks, Amon-Ra St. Brown for $7. I won that league. So, yeah.
All right. Quit while you're ahead. I'm in. I think that should be brought to a vote. I couldn't agree more. Your selling point to Mike is also a selling point to me. Also, like the midsummer wins the pick of picks thing, hoopla. I could go without. If that was out of my life, I'd be okay with it. And I'm sure the commissioner would as well. So I think that's a wonderful idea to bring to vote. I'm kind of on the fence there. Who knows which way I'll vote. But I think that says it should at least go to a vote.
Now, should we talk about next year's draft order setup? And yeah, actually that was the worst. Every year people get pissed on draft order, right?
I'm doing a league where it's golfers. That is fun. But at the same time, if I didn't have to worry about what spot I'm at and I can just say, this is the amount of money I want to spend on this player, I'd be much happier.
Right.
And so Ben, is your suggestion no pick of picks, hoopla?
Well, if there's no picks, there's no pick of picks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. If there's an auction, there's no pick order.
So this is piggybacking off auction. My only point for auction is we spend so much time on. While I do like auctions, I'm not poo-pooing it completely. We spend so much time mocking, picking our team, like, you know, and it's so fun to mock all season long. I don't know how you mock with an auction. That's very difficult to know, like, what people are going to do. That's just, you know, one downside to it, I would point out.
Fair.
I'm seeing that as not that big of a downside. I'm sure
less
there will
mocks
be,
would be better.
I'm sure there will be AI fueled auction mocks by this time next year. I'm certain of that. I bet they're out now.
AI can't predict Will Walsh is drafted.
Gronk, yeah.
Gronk, yeah. That's not in the logic.
This idea is probably going to get plenty of pushback. So, Ben, why don't you go ahead and give a suggestion?
I've got an idea that I hope would not get much pushback. And it's that next year we do our draft live as we've been doing it, but on a weekend. And maybe even at a destination like Cherokee. Now, I know it's getting tough. I know folks have kids. I know many have wives and girlfriends. However, we extend it. We do a two-night thing at Cherokee. We invite the girlfriends, spa day. They can do their thing for that evening, and we have a grand old time. Because think about, you know, we have a great time, energy's up, post-auction, maybe, draft, and then we go out and hit the casino or something like that. We get to, you know, hang
double
out.
Win.
On the,
That's a win-win.
I just think it should be something. And again, I know we're in a tight time frame. We're always looking at the end of August. As we discussed before we got on here, we could extend that window to, all right, maybe we have to, you know,
a weekend in August.
Yeah, a weekend in
before
August.
Labor Day.
Yeah, extend that window to potentially early August before Labor Day. I think we can make it happen. We would have to start planning it like this year. Like, let's say the vote goes through, it's yes at this year's draft. We can start looking at dates. I think that is
a positive.
The only curveball with that is you've got your fantasy boys weekend set, and then you get like a wedding invite. Like, it's
don't
very.
No, it's pretty straightforward.
You're already committed.
Say don't go, but that might not fly for everybody.
When's Eric's wedding?
Around December 2nd. That's right, cool.
That's a great day.
Is Bo engaged?
Yeah, Bo's engaged, but he was looking at November anyways.
All good.
We're smart.
Mid-season. My brother.
So we covered everybody in the league. We're good.
Yeah.
Yep, we're good.
Yep. But this is why this is why it comes to a vote. So we'll see how it goes. I think it goes on the parchment.
A positive on drafting early, you can trade earlier.
Okay. True. Let's replace the pick of picks with preseason trade requests. That's what we're all looking for.
I guess that's not a win-win.
No, that's cool.
That's a lose-lose.
All right.
I like that.
So we've got three things to bring to a vote, which are all very much worthwhile. What else? Anything else to
I think we're going to talk punishments.
Of course. But before we get to punishments, Mike or Marbs, anything else to bring to a vote for the team? I think we're good on settings.
No, I love our settings. We've got what I believe is the optimal setup: 12-man, half-point PPR, 1 QB, 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, 1 flex, defense, kicker. You know, I know people complain about the kickers and defenses, and they're going to give their spiel, but I
like them.
It's just how it's been since we were in high school, and it brings that element of like, oh, my defense is playing Monday night, like got to stay engaged, or, you know, that kicker needs 7-8 points. There's just that like extra element, and it's just kind of how it's always been. So I love our setup. No things put to vote, but if someone has like a really strong suggestion, we might.
No.
Yes, I was just going to add on, if you do have a suggestion, let's have that in the text group before draft night. I don't think we should have any new ideas that we're working out on draft night. We're just voting and drafting.
Perfect.
Punishments? Should we talk punishments?
Punishments.
All right, this was one that I hadn't thought of one all day, but then one came into my head. I'm thinking a 30-day health journey, vlog style. You got to do at least 90 seconds vlog every single day for 30 days about your health journey. And I'll leave the rest up to you. And this does have to be posted somewhere. If you want to create a burner or something, but the boys have to be following, if it's on Instagram or something like that, or posted on YouTube. We have to have access to this, and it can't be scrubbed from the internet after.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm all in.
30 days locked in. Whenever you want to do it,
whether
it's got to be done before,
you know,
draft.
It could be healthy recipe. It could be HIIT workout. But
mental
it's
health, even.
90-second vlog. And because you
every
have
day,
to have
consecutively,
that's a lot of work. Like,
no, but
don't come in last.
That's good. That's good.
Don't come in last.
Dude, all you have to, like, finish up in the gym, do a little 90-second monologue on gratitude and breathing. Like, call it a day.
90 seconds is nothing. 90 seconds. 90 seconds could have you a kid in about 9 months.
I might try to lose.
You might discover. Yeah, you might discover yourself, like get a huge following, go viral.
There we go.
A win-win. Go we're all about win-wins today. That's my pitch.
That's a great idea.
All right, who's next?
All right, I've got a little smattering here, so I might just toss out a few. I don't like any of them as many as that one. The first one that I had is kind of fucked up, and on the other end of the spectrum is that one. It was gain 30 pounds.
You know, that could be a health journey. That could be muscle.
The loser has to just gain 30 pounds. Weigh yourself when the final whistle blows, and then show the scale of you up 30. Once you get up 30, you can lose it all back, but you got to gain 30 pounds.
Just like that.
One was, I don't know why I said go to a concert alone. I also had Christmas Carol alone videotaped and do 10 houses.
That's pretty good.
The season wraps up like right before Christmas, right?
I was going to say,
you would know that you're last place, though, because consolation's separate.
Right.
I think you would know.
I think
yeah, you would know,
because that would be
like right after.
Because that would be seasonal, and it could, you know, it's fresh. Like it's right then and there. I was going to say you have to try out for the Panthers. Or try out to be a ball boy for like NC State. The only kicker there is you might get it.
Not. Oh.
Or you might, and then you're committed to like seven Saturdays.
Yeah.
That would suck. Interview for a job at the place of employment of the winner of the league.
Mm.
Could be kind
of
fun.
That one's tough.
I don't like interfering with careers. Like,
I know. I wouldn't want to win. I wouldn't want to win if that were if it was that one. And then that was pretty much it. The others were not fully baked out.
All right.
So go ahead, Mike.
There was one in there that I liked. I've already forgotten. From
this. Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol. That was funny. Yeah. I think that's your best of the other one, of the ones, but that's just my opinion. Everyone's got their opinion. Yeah. Okay, so mine is the loser, regular season loser, would have to host a keg party. That's part of it, and they present a science fair style trifold poster presentation about why their fantasy team got last place. So, like, you know, the science fair trifold.
Science fair trifold, baby.
And it has to be fully filled out. I've got a template, the cause, the hypothesis, experiment, analysis, supporting data, conclusion, and future. What are you going to do in the future? You have to fill out this template and just describe, like, what happened with your team. Present it to the group at a keg. Has to be bought by you as well. It can be the pony keg. But at least bring 6 to 7 guys. Everyone's invited. Poster's got to be there, visible, and yeah. I don't know. I like the trifold science fair posters. I miss those.
It sounds like good. You did that. Was that a punishment you had to do?
No, I just thought about it.
You just know the cool. Scientific process of hypothesis.
I like the scientific process. Yeah. But no, it's an idea. I will say, last season's punishment didn't go as planned, so we should try to learn from that. I don't know. Props to Ian for doing it, but I think everyone would agree it was one of our weaker ones.
I think to that point, all three, and I've got these three circled. I love Trifold. I love Blog. And we could put Christmas Carol. And the Christmas Carol stipulation would be someone like stands back in videos and you have to do 10 houses. So you have to submit 10 videos. That's a hard and fast number. 90 seconds, 30 days, hard and fast number. Trifold, scientific process, there's no getting around that with the keg. Like there's very strict stipulations for each of these. So I think that's
and the kegs in there, so it's not just like, oh, I did the trifold, like take a picture of it, see ya. Like you've got to present it, you've got to
get a couple beers in, little ding ding ding, and here's the trifold. All right, I like those three.
Same. That's a solid.
And then this will also be brought to a vote.
Yeah, and then the fourth one is left for anyone else on the text having a good punishment. All right.
Beautiful. And then we'll vote on these along with the others at the draft.
Yep. The ballot shall have four looking at four. Yeah. Dues, auction, and punishment. Is there anything else on this one?
No. Oh, and
auction like destination.
Destination is the fourth one.
Right. Yeah. Right. We could put like destination / weekend, because if we wanted to do it in Raleigh over a weekend, we could. I don't know.
Yeah.
Semantics.
Going somewhere is definitely cooler.
Destination. Fuck doing it in Raleigh.
Yeah.
No, the destination would be sweet. Cherokee is actually really far. Like, I'm.
But maybe Danville's
like
open.
5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, it's almost Raleigh. Asheville.
Oh,
but I guess it's closer to you, Ben.
It's very.
Yeah,
close.
It is close to Ben.
Yeah.
Far from Wilmington.
That's my frame of reference. So if there is, isn't Danville, isn't that near like Greensboro? Or
it's going to be in Virginia, but it's close to the border.
I know.
I think it's like 2 hours from Raleigh, so I guess it's
way
six.
Closer to us than Charlotte. Cherokee's got
so, Ben, you go to Cherokee, and we'll all go to Danville. Is that where?
No. Danville's probably still, is it Caesars, Virginia?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. That's pretty. It's like straight north of me. So
are the significant others going to want to go to Danville?
Is it a casino? They have a pool, or do they have?
They should have other activities.
Juliet loves the slots, so
yeah. Sam likes gambling. That's only 2 hours and 11 minutes for me. We're good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right. Wonderful.
I don't know if it's going to be ready by then, but
it opened on May 15th.
It's a tent right now. It is not fully constructed.
Oh gosh, it is a tent. We'll break ground. Anticipated opening date in 2024.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
Cherokee it is.
We'll see.
All right. Let's keep it pushing. I think we just have one other thing we want to do, right?
Most fun thing.
Yes. Let's talk draft.
All right. We've got the draft order. We're going to do a little back and forth and try to mock out this first round. Think
yes.
Me and Ben are batting 1,000 on all the ones that we've checked in the past.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
can
yeah.
Can you read out the draft order real quick? Just slowly so everyone's got it.
Number one, Ben. Number two, John. Number three, Marbs. Number four, Connor. Five, Trey. Six, Rob. Seven, Mike. Eight, Walsh. Nine, Brad. 10, Sean. 11, Ian. And to round it out, Evan at the caboose.
Wow,
cool. I'm definitely gonna need that repeated. But
no, I think
we'll just go one by one.
Yep.
And we're gonna do 1 through 13 because I want to guess what two players Evan takes at the turn, because that's a six. That's the right person to have 12.
I won with 12 last year. Just from
you had 12.
He did.
Yep. Who'd you go, Diggs and
Jones? I should have. If I had gone Diggs at 10, Mike was gonna go Kamara. I still would have had Barkley, and I would have won the ship. Hurts.
Let's
I got Jalen Hurts in the fifth, and then Devontae Smith in the sixth or something like that.
That was a nice stack, and I made fun of you for it. They beat me at the end.
Yeah. All right.
Lesson
I think
learned.
I think I could start with a little mock thing.
Okay. You're just gonna tell us your pick.
Are you playing games here? This is a little tricky for you.
I think that me and Mike should guess, but if you want to just tell us.
I guess.
No, I mean, it's too obvious.
Yeah.
I'm taking Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
All right, Johnny, you're on the clock. I think Johnny's pretty easy, too.
All right, so we're giving Ben Justin Jefferson. I don't think he can go CMC. After CMC left the Queen City, that just be kind of messed up to see have him like rocking it after he peaced out on us, and kind of he's never shit talk, but he's like, it's way better here.
Yeah, of course. San Francisco versus Charlotte, it's way better there.
His girlfriend's probably like the happiest person of anyone.
I think the athletes have mostly enjoyed Charlotte.
Charlotte's fine.
Dwight Howard and somebody else have said that was the best city they lived in as an NBA player.
Okay,
I'm not going to go
Dwight Howard.
they don't get a lot of good free agents.
Of course not. Yeah, Dwight Howard was there for like 6 months, and
Randy Moss lives in Charlotte.
That's true.
His kid went to
Steph Curry, right? Is he still in there?
He doesn't live there.
The Currys do, but
yeah, they live at Lake Norman. So, okay, Charlotte's fine. But I think what I was going to say is that I think John's kind of been boned by McCaffrey, no?
Right, he didn't make the playoffs last year, but I don't know how many times he's gone McCaff.
No, he has been boned by McCaff.
Twice, right?
Okay.
I think he goes Jamar Chase. He's trying something new.
Going wide receiver. That's not gritty. Or is it the gritty?
I think Chase.
I can see Chase too.
I don't see him because there's that three tier, and maybe we're giving up some strategy, maybe not. I think the first round is, you know, everyone knows a lot about the first round. So I don't
the
feel
people
bad
who know know. And if you don't, then you're going to be.
I do think that there's
block.
Those three guys are the top, and Ben or Johnson.
So, Mike, who do you think is, let's say those two are off the board. Also, shout out to me for having both those guys and not winning the ship. before
podium finish, though.
Yeah,
so.
That was a couple years ago, right?
Honestly.
Oh, dude, I had them two, Mahomes and McCaffrey, and didn't win the ship.
I remember I got off a plane ride. We were playing a playoff matchup, and you were up by like 100 points after
our
chase.
That was so
sick. Like a 50
burger. Yeah. Those were the days. Okay, Mike, who do you think Marv should take third in this situation?
So Jefferson and Chase are off the board. I think Marv selects CMC, and he takes approximately half a second to
do you guys want to see the New Jersey or
down?
I
Marv's is the fucking Niners.
Yeah, you guys want to see the Niners jersey?
For some reason,
it's getting testy between me and Shanahan. Banana hands.
Hey,
I'm not happy with what he's doing with my boy Trey. Free Trey.
For the record, I'm gonna limit this point to just this point here, because I want to make it. I think a lot of people want to make it. Can you fucking cool it on Twitter?
No, dude. Trey's my boy.
With the fucking Niners stuff, can you fucking cool it?
Well, Matt at Shanahan. Maybe it's my once he sees my post on X. He'll be like, you know what? I should give the kid a real shot.
G-Bell
just fucked up.
He texted me the other day, me and Clinker in a group chat, and was like, is Marv's okay? Does he know Trey Lance sucks?
He doesn't suck.
Yes, he does.
We don't know what he is.
Yeah, we do. He's bad.
We've seen him play literally five games. We don't know what he is.
Okay. He's just never
one of them
play.
Was in a monsoon.
That was sick.
Yeah, you reply to like a lot of tweets.
So
it's
many.
Very funny.
So many. All right, I'm done.
What else are you supposed to do on Twitter?
I don't know. Ask people what their best prices would be on Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
I know. All right, I think he takes CMC in a heartbeat. Now, do we say now is where
the break is now? Now I think it can get wild.
Connor, should we call him in? See who he would take.
Nope.
That would be a funny segment.
So what's your next tier, Mike? That's what it comes down to. This is a fresh tier. I guess the top two are kind of their own tier, and then
I can tell you who I would take, but that might give away my strategy.
Would you take Tyreek Hill?
I think he might follow me. I'll go with Tyreek.
I feel like Tyreek's a good one. But he might also go running back. I could see him go Eck too.
It's Eckler or Tyreek for me. I'm deciding between those two.
I was thinking Cooper Kupp.
Oh,
it's a dark horse.
I was.
He had the hammy though.
No, I think he's fine. I think he's fine.
We need a consensus here. We all have a different.
Wow. So we all have a different.
This is where the draft gets interesting in my mind, because I think that there's a clear top three. You could sub Eck for CMC, but I'm a Niners fan, so I'm biased, but yeah, my guess is I'm probably Tyreek Hill.
I'm good with Tyreek. Yeah, I like that. Tyreek for our official mock is fourth.
Fifth is
Trey.
Eckler. That's an Eck, right? That's Eckler. Or does he play it safer with like Kelsey?
He likes the Chargers. He likes the Philip Rivers days. I feel like a lot of state guys will always
bolt
like
up.
The Chargers.
Yeah, bolt up.
But so also Eckler, but also Trey's smart. And
right.
Like, go,
well, Eckler's a safe pick.
Eckler is a good pick.
I know. I think it's Eckler.
What I mean, who's the other pick? Kupp?
Kupp, or were you about to say Travis Kelce?
I did, yeah. Oh. I feel like Kelce could go there.
Kelce is a rough guy in the next pick.
Or yeah, does Trey not want to Kelsey?
You know what would be sweet is if we just guess this exactly.
I know.
Or does it all change because we've guessed?
Because of this. Yeah. Are we affecting the lines?
No, we are. We're changing the future right now.
You're 100% right. We always are. I was right there with you, Mike.
I think Eck is the answer. Let's not overthink this. Let's try to do this as if we were trying to ace it, right? Okay. I'd say if we're doing that,
I think we're batting 100.
Then I think we definitely go Kelsey with Rob on the next
one. Not Cup. Cup was the guy that carried him.
That's tough. He does. Yeah. Love Cup.
And Rob, you can just see him with his Andrew Luck jersey. Oh, how'd y'all let me get him?
Stumbles up to the board. I think Cup.
You think Cup?
He's got a history.
Better pick, so, yeah.
Are you saying that because you want Kelsey to fall to you at 7?
Cup is that incredible season where Rob drafted Justin Tucker in the third round and
still
Did he get second that year?
Or did he win?
That couldn't have been because Cup went fourth that year.
No, that was his Cup Triple Crown year.
So he came in second or third.
That was Trey.
Trey won it. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was only 2 years.
We've only had 4 winners.
Winners. The new ESPN. Yeah. Because, I mean, Ben, you were the commissioner for like 8 years, but the league is no longer.
That's lost.
The league history is no longer available.
Oh, yeah. I was a commissioner of that?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I won a ship with OBJ, Julio. I'll bring this up every year if I can. Devontae Freeman and David Johnson.
I think you were commissioner before me, Ben.
Yeah, that was like 2014.
Wow, I was
this started in 2017. 2017. Yeah, so.
All right, Mike, you're up. Quit stalling. Yeah. Who are you taking here at 7?
Well, I
give it away.
I know Kelsey ADP is probably here.
Isn't that your guy? You want to do that? That feels like a safe pick for you.
No. I am going to do what I would actually do. Maybe this will play mind games. Maybe not. I'm taking a risk here, and I did something similar one year.
Oh, he's going Chubb.
And I'm going Bijan.
What was the year you went? What rookie did you take?
I took Saquon at like the 6th or 7th.
I see the vision.
It's definitely a high risk, high reward pick, and that's
because he's 3rd on the Falcons depth chart right now, right?
Chill.
Dude, he is going to eat.
All right, I can't fault you there. I would if this was more of a running back heavy kind of league and Ben went CMC and Johnny went Eck, I was definitely thinking Bijan.
I think we all know you said Walsh is next.
Yeah.
This is Taylor.
You gotta go Kelsey, right?
This is Kelsey. Yeah. Kelsey is not making it past.
Then he doesn't have to make the mistake of drafting Gronk. He's got his tight end set up.
Phew.
And Kelsey is still such a good pick, too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
For me, it's just boring. It's too boring.
No, there's nothing against that. I think it's Kelsey there.
Yep. Easy. Yeah. No arguments here.
All right.
Sorry, Will. We try to spend more time on you on the pod, but sometimes it's just stuff like that happens.
Will is an open and shut.
He's an avid listener. Yeah.
He's a listener.
I want to try to give him a shout out. We talked about the other picks, but that one just seems so like open and shut.
Right. Well, tight end guy.
Now I can almost guarantee that Will's down for Danville.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. All right. Hit me up offline.
Who's 9? Bradford?
Brad. 9 is Brad. I've got a name. I want to see what name you guys say, though.
Number 9. I'm kind of getting lost now.
I've got a name.
This one would be a little bit of a stretch, but I think he's had him before. Devontae Adams? Would that be way too early for
DA? I think that's early. He's usually going second round.
I think that's low. I got two. No, I
have to open up a board.
I think he might go Saquon.
That's my name. I think, you know, for me, I'm picking between Bijan or Saquon, depending on how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
I think they're like neck and neck.
Okay.
And you kind of like, you go a little safer with Saquon.
A little higher ceiling with Bijan.
a little higher ceiling with Bijan, and they conveniently run.
Yeah.
So I say Saquon for Brad, and that's a good pick.
I like it. Sean Mayerhofer.
Let me throw out some names of note that are left.
Okay.
Diggs, Chubb, CD, AJ Brown. You can get your quarterbacks, Mahomes, Allen. I think that's kind of the range. If people are reaching, they might go here at the end of
they're
the
better,
first.
There better not be a yeah. first round quarterback.
And you said Devontae Adams.
Yep, DA's in there.
Yeah, I think it's between Chubb, Diggs, Adams, Lamb, maybe even throw a Derrick Henry in there.
Ooh, an early Henry, which isn't bad. I mean, I think he's just slept on for being old.
He's still very good, though.
He's the king.
They don't have anyone else.
Here's a little tidbit. He plays the Texans twice during the fantasy playoffs. He averages like 200 rushing yards against that team.
Wow. That's good. What podcast did you hear that on?
I've probably seen that 100 times on Twitter.
Really?
X, I mean,
there's so many.
I just haven't replied to
Twitter
it, so you haven't seen
fantasy
it.
Fantasy content now.
Oh, dude, it's like the must stayaways.
10 pop up a day.
These will detonate your draft top 10.
If you let your eyeballs linger on any of them, 100 more will show up.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you want
you
this?
Like this stuff?
That's true. It's probably on me for reading some of them and then the algorithm.
No,
don't click on anything. Yeah.
What else are we going to do this time of year? I mean, that's the content I'm trying to consume.
I'll tweet more. You're welcome. Yeah. That's what you need. That'll solve the problem.
So we're on to Sean. I don't think we don't need to think about who's available. Need to think about who's drafting.
Yeah.
Who's a Sean guy here?
Chubb.
He likes Chubb. He likes the name.
Why do we even talk for that long?
Yep. It's Chubb.
Yeah. Fly it in.
So then we allow, after all of this, we allow Emer to get some.
No, IFES.
We're on to Ian.
Oh, sorry. 11. I missed that. Ian, then Evan.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Ian seems like a CD guy to me.
Diggs.
I also would draft CD here, or Diggs, or Adams, one of those three receivers.
I'm just saying, if he wants redemption, JT is right there. Jonathan Taylor.
Dude, you can't.
I think he's off my board.
I will not be taking.
Damn. All right. I mean, I don't think Jonathan Taylor's bad.
I think it was just an injury. I've got him on a list at 30th.
CMC was injured in 2021, and then he's RB2 the following season. I don't know if you should hold last season against somebody.
It's just more about the stink of his injuries and his contract stuff. The main thing for me is the injuries. Like, he's got stuff going on right now.
Nah, no way. That's definitely fake news. He's not injured at all. He's healthy as a horse.
Oh, fuck off. He's hurt.
He's not hurt.
Have you seen him walk?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's on video. Why do you think he's walking like that? Because he doesn't want to be there. As soon as he leaves the training camp, he's like,
"There's cameras there."
He knows there's cameras there.
I think, my man JT,
he knows.
I think Ian, you know, walks up and goes, "Yeah, we're going digs." I think he says it like that.
Dude, respect to Ian for the lemonade stand. He wore pants and a long sleeve shirt. Yeah,
it was hot.
Degrees.
A long sleeve hot shirt, like dark
blue.
Yeah,
it was like the thick black.
Appreciate you getting that done, Ifez.
Damn, that did not look fun. So hold on. Well, let's put a pin in this real quick. And I want to just go back to something I saw in the group chat about not enough foot traffic at the lemonade stand. What's up with that?
It was
in a bad
terrible
spot.
Location. Whoever,
probably couldn't have been worse. There was a corner across the street that would have worked great, but
that spot was not it.
He probably didn't have one person walk by. Like,
oh, no.
No way.
No.
Not a chance.
Oh.
All right. And like, you couldn't have like the person that drove by and stopped and like got it at the window because cars were just rammed in the back of them. Like, it was just a hidden bin. Chance.
All right. Well, hey, we learned our lesson. We're going to have a good one next year.
Yeah, so that's what we're taking away from that. We need to have a nice punishment that can actually get done, like a vlog.
Right. I think I'm voting for the vlog.
I like the vlog. I like the vlog. What to think about?
Vlog.
With a V.
I will say, we also, one other league I'm in, not that I'm cheating on you guys, they did, like, you had to do a TikTok every 30 days, and after, like, day two, it was shit. Like,
well, one TikTok
so I can see,
30
like,
days.
After, like, the sounds second like, day,
sounds like a pretty,
like,
sounds like a pretty uncreative bunch, huh?
Yeah, the person getting last place isn't getting creative with their fantasy team, so, like, who we expect.
Yeah, I don't expect that to happen in our league. We're a creative bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Diggs, right?
I think we're in agreement.
I think you hit the nail on the head when he says, yeah, Diggs.
Diggs. All right.
Pick 12.
Now we're
back
doing
to back. We're
doing
back
12.
Back.
We're doing 12 and 13. And I just like to say that we've allowed Emer to take some combination. He could just go Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, or Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, AJ Brown, some combination of them.
What if he pulls it off?
So think about this though. Emer knows he has a long time before it comes back. Who does he really like? I think he really likes Jalen Waddle.
Oh,
who is getting around there?
That's too low.
And I think he really likes Josh Allen. I think he might do something crazy.
No.
All right, you guys want to hear something crazy?
All right.
What if he goes? What if he goes? Josh Allen's Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, whoa!
Everyone always talks about doing it, taking all quarterback league and then just or all quarterback draft and then trade him.
Evan's been. He's someone who I feel like kind of deserves a title. He's been in the playoffs the last few years. Am I right about that?
Yeah, and he always loses. That's like the least deserving person. If you always get to the playoffs and you can't finish, then you should probably stop making the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm seeing Ricky Tan in the tryouts, 2019, third place.
Yeah.
2020, Oriental Express. And 2021 was, I don't see him there, but I feel like he was still in the playoffs. And he finished fourth. No, my eck, my back. I forgot about that team name.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad team name. Not a fan.
So I like you. I like you said that, Marks. What? Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams?
I don't know. I think Ben said that or you said that. Ben I said didn't say that.
I think he takes Derrick Henry with one of these picks.
Yeah, he's a King fan.
He's a Henry guy. And
yeah,
then
he just traded for him in Dynasty, I believe.
I could see Derrick Henry,
which
AJ
is dumb
Brown.
In Dynasty.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah, AJ Brown's still there.
Yeah.
What if he stacks a wide receiver with quarterback? Because he can't go Diggs Allen. So what if he goes Hurts AJ Brown? That's
that
a great
be
stack.
That would be.
I think.
Sick.
I mean, he took Allen really early last year and paid off.
Right.
So, yeah.
Damn.
Hey, but Hurts guarantees you a final spot. I don't know if you guys saw that reply, but.
I know. I saw that. I Marbs. I see everything. I see everything.
That's the algorithm, Ben. That means you're looking at his replies.
I'm one of like what 400 people you follow.
700. I probably follow like 700 people.
Which,
but it's all the for you now.
You're gonna,
so
right.
It'll be like, you know,
you missed this
NBA paint. logo redesign, and then, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh cards and why Trey Lance is not as bad as you think. I'm like, isn't there other things to talk about? That's all I get. Hey, on the
replying to Brandon IU training camp success
every time.
Those somehow haven't made it all the way to me.
Well, so. I send those specifically to Mike. So,
hey,
Quick dynasty trade talk.
Dynasty trade.
Yeah,
this time
that's
year.
Where
this
I was going, dude.
Great month. How hyped were you when you got that offer?
No brainer, right, dude? Anthony Richardson might suck. He might be horrible, dude. Are you serious? I was over the moon.
For the listeners,
you won that. I mean, you won that.
Oh,
obviously,
come on.
Well,
know,
we'll know, we won't know of
oh, dude,
a
we
while.
Won't know, but dude, fucking, we know.
So Sean traded Trevor Lawrence for Anthony Richardson, which was really frustrating for me to know that I could have traded the 1.02 for Trevor Lawrence, but I sorry to make it all about me. But great, great pickup. Ben, that gives you a beautiful stack.
Oh, man.
Trevor Lawrence
Ridley. I couldn't be happier.
The
and
parlay kids are over the moon. Parlay's
parlay kids. That makes it a lot more fun when you have that stack.
Dude, it couldn't be happier. And, like, I'm as excited for Dynasty as I've been in the history of Dynasty. I mean,
we need it. We need it now more than ever.
Bryce Young looks freaking awesome in camp.
I know. I think I'm going to buy a Bryce Young jersey, too. So that's happening.
And a Dragon Off jersey?
No. Oh. Ugly colors.
Ben, the thing is, when I was bringing up Dynasty trade, I was thinking last year we made a trade. Would you like to review that trade?
No. Pass.
Dude, I also have just, like, given away all my wide receivers.
So, for the listeners, I –
Yeah, you could have had CD.
Ben and I, we were hanging out and just talking about Dynasty. He said, I don't really like CD Lamb. I said, oh, I do.
I did not say that. I did not.
Ben said, this guy fucking stinks.
No, I said I need a quarterback, and you gave me Jameis and Mike Evans for CD Lamb.
No. Mike Evans was 29 at the time. CD was 24, 25. Yeah.
Mike Evans has had 1,000 yards every season for the past 10 seasons.
Yeah.
CD hasn't done that.
I know. That was not a good trade at all. That trade was a gamble on, you know, Jameis preseason workout videos.
But on the plus side, you don't have, like, the worst person on the planet on your team. So
I do have Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude.
Yeah. Yuck. Gross. Yeah. Talk about my neck, back.
I've got Trevor Lawrence and Bryce Young. By all accounts, stand-up
great guys. Yeah.
I've got Deshaun and Russ, and, like, those are just two guys you would never want to be in a room with.
You've got a pervert and a total weirdo.
Yeah.
So that's
really of note on my team.
That's Dynasty talk, dude. What's up with Jay Warren? Is that guy still have beef with me?
What did he say? It sounds like his team's up for sale. So if anybody in Broflow is interested in
it's trending that way.
Yeah.
Connor.
He's being a little weenie. Or John, if you want to get back in, compete against your old team.
That'd be weird.
Sean's buying of Johnny team. I mean, I hope that price was high, because
that was a good team.
Some players, man.
Yep. And Sean's first order of business was get rid of my best receiver and get rid of my best quarterback. Nah, I guess Joe Burrow's better, but
Sean is taking a huge gamble. I mean, there is a world where Anthony Richardson is the next, like, Cam Newton.
Or Trey Lance.
If not, then I would be on your side, Ben.
Yeah, I was thrilled. I thought he was
do like AR, though. There's definitely some good there.
Yeah,
a lot of unknowns.
Well, no, it was because it was the morning. It was like a Tuesday morning this week, and Richardson got named the starter, you know, with, like, that little graphic. And then 10 minutes later, he was like, AR for T. Law. I was like, yeah, done.
Say less.
What? Yes. Actually, I thought he was going to make me offer both of them for T. Law. But anyways.
And you would have taken that too, huh?
No, I wouldn't. Oh. You need two. Two. That's what that's called.
Well, you got Stafford.
Washed.
And Jameis. We keep forgetting that you have Jameis.
Mike, I'm pissed you brought that back up.
Yeah.
All right, that's probably close enough to a wrap. Is there any other
winning a dynasty trade is a very good feeling. Like,
it sure is. I got Ayuk for Mooney. That's the best thing. Well, even getting Waddle was pretty dope. I mean, I don't have a quarterback, but everything else is there.
But you can do the dance.
Yep.
All right, I think it's time to sign off. Shout out to anyone that's still listening. Once we get into the Dynasty League talk.
A lot of fast forward.
We got some Dynasty people in here.
If you're on a long car ride, part two of this podcast will just be us reading.
Well, no, we're just going to do the rest of the draft.
Yeah. So for those of you who just won in the first round, sign off now. Everybody else, part two. All right.
Adios.
We'll see everybody in a few weeks.
Live.
That was fun. I'll see you guys next year.